One of the books making lots of the best books of 2014 list was set largely here in Michigan, though for Michigan Radio's Tamar Charney, it might have hit a little too close to home because books about life in Michigan after a pandemic might not be what you want to read when you're sick.
I was up north on a rainy weekend with only 100 pages left in the last book on my reading list. Luckily, Petoskey has a real bookstore. "Can I help you?" asked the guy working at McLean and Aiken. "I don't know what to read next," I said. We talked briefly about what I'd read recently, and then he said, "Here's one we're really recommending. It's called Station 11. It's not gone over well with a lot of our regulars because it's set after a pandemic wipes everybody out." I'm thinking, oh, that is so not my kind of book. But he continues, "It's a National Book Award book, and it's about a symphony that travels along Lake Michigan and Huron performing Shakespeare." How did I not hear about this? So I bought it, I started it, and then I got a nasty cold. Station 11 is set against the pandemic scenario the epidemiologists are always on about. You know, a deadly flu starts in some far-flung place? In the book, it's Georgia, as in former Soviet Union Georgia. And it quickly spreads by airline passengers, and in mere weeks has wiped out 99% of the population. Without people, there's no one to transport fuel, keep electricity going, and maintain the infrastructure that powers modern life. Everything collapses. I've seriously worried about society being on the brink of collapse twice now. Once on 9/11, when our building was evacuated for a bomb threat, not long after the second tower fell. The other time was when the grid went down across the upper Midwest, taking the gas pumps, ATMs, and other foundations of modern life with it. Each time, as I started to think about what would happen and what I'd do next, I think the answer would be to head north, to northern Michigan, to Petoskey. It's where I go when I need to escape. So there I am, blowing my nose, reading a book about a web of characters and their lives before, during, and after the pandemic. And oh yeah, what life in northern Michigan is like when civilization collapses. It isn't pretty. It's violent, the temperature's extreme, and life is hard. But slowly, people learn to adapt. They eke out an existence, and then they start to reach for more. A museum of civilization, a performance group, a librarian in New Petoskey starts a newspaper, and a community that's rediscovered electricity is seen in the distance from an abandoned air traffic control tower. The author, Emily St. John Mandel, is from Canada. She lives in New York and has pretty much only been here on book tour. But her book touched a nerve of pride. In this fictional post-apocalypse Michigan, the people here rebuilt the things that make us humans human: art, markers of things past, technology, and media. Perhaps it's a metaphor for what this state has been through. Our economy, our cities, and many of our neighbors have hit really hard times. But in the midst of it all, our artists, writers, and innovators have helped people move forward. It's pretty much what's happening in Midtown Detroit. 20 years ago, I worked in the Cass Corridor. It was a dangerous place where my car was vandalized a bunch of times. People I knew were carjacked, and a police officer even advised us to run red lights if things felt sketchy. But today, it's a hotspot of quirky businesses, artists, and tech incubators. Maybe Mandel knew what she was doing in setting Station 11 here, but I kind of doubt it. It's just one of those universal things about how humans move forward when things fall apart. But sometimes it's the universal that can feel so particular and even personal. My cold's getting better now. The electricity still works, and society still stands. But I do think I need a new disaster plan. Sorry, Petoskey.
The book is Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel, and our book note from Michigan Radio's Tamar Charney.